it is In Their Shoes, our third of these, and I've got Jim Johnson and Josh Williams in front of me. I am Neil Atkinson, and I will be Tottenham Hotspur's technical director in a few minutes. Very, very soon. Josh Williams will be Bournemouth's technical director in a few minutes, but we're going to start off with Jim Johnson, who has taken the job of Crystal Palace's technical director. And just before we came in, he appointed a new manager, Sarge, we're going to call him, I think, or Sage. We're not quite sure on the pronunciation.
Let's call him Pierre.
Call him Pierre. Pierre is in. Jim, you've got that bit sorted out.
We have.
But you've got question marks, I think, in a lot of other areas, but you've got Europa League football. So what are you doing with Crystal Palace?
So, Neil, Crystal Palace, we enter the summer of 2026 as European champions, which is, I think, a mind-blowing thing for the Palace, where we are, right? Over the last 18 months, we have risen, we have got three trophies. I mean, and that, for any Eagles fan, that is mind-blowing. But it is sort of underpinned by a very, very pressing issue. And the pressing issue is the fact that our club finished 15th in the Premier League, and it was 6 points off relegation.
I didn't realise it was as low as that.
Yeah, I think they're the numbers. I mean, I may be wrong, but it was not.
Only won four games at home in the league.
There you go. So that paradox is the single most important thing that we need to address. The Conference League trophy, whilst amazing and will never be forgotten, is historic, but it cannot be allowed to disguise a domestic campaign in which, as Neil says, we only won four games at home. I think we only won four of our final 20 league games. Anyway, so the headline facts that are framing the summer, I mentioned the Conference League, I mentioned the FA Cup and the Community Shield. All of us left. We are appointing Pierre Sage, or Sage, formerly of Lons. Interestingly, and he favours the same sort of system that Glasner favours, so it's not major surgery. Obviously, in the last 12 months, we banked two big sales, Eze to Arsenal and Gehi to City, which will have, I think, I imagine that there will be add-ons there. I think if Arsenal had won the Champions League, then there probably would have been a bigger pay in there. Sarr was top scorer for us, 21 in all competitions and player of the season. Rewarding him for that is our single highest value action of the window.